were small for their age, but brilliant beyond their years, as the giant had been when he was little, for in all four of them, Anton's key had been turned, a genetic defect and a genetic enhancement at the same time. Their intelligence was beyond the level of savants in every subject matter, without any of the debilitations of autism. But their bodies never stopped growing. They were small now, but by age 22, they would be the size of the giant, and the giant would be long dead. For he was dying, and when he died, the children would be alone.
In the Ansible room of Herodotus, Andrew Ender Delphiki sat perched on three books atop a seat designed for adults. This was how the children operated the main computer that processed communication through the Ansible, the instant communicator that kept Herodotus linked to all the computer networks of the 94 worlds of Starways Congress. Ender was reviewing a research report on genetic therapy that showed some promise when Carlotta came into the Ansible room. "Sergeant wants a sibmoot."
"You found me," said Ender.
"So can he." Carlotta looked over his shoulder at the holo display.
"Why do you bother?" she said. "There's no cure. Nobody's even looking for it anymore."
"The cure is for us all to die," said Ender. "Then Anton syndrome disappears from the human species."
"We'll die eventually," said Carlotta. "The giant is dying now."
"You know that's all Sergeant wants to talk about."
"Well, we have to talk about it, don't we?"
"Not really. It'll happen, and then we'll deal with it." Ender did not want to think about the giant's death. It was overdue, but as long as the giant lived, Ender could hope to save him, or at least bring him good news before he died.
"We can't talk in front of the giant," said Carlotta.
"He's not here in the Ansible room," said Ender.
"You know he can hear us here if he wants."
The more time Carlotta spent with Sergeant, the more she sounded like him, paranoid. "The giant is listening."
"If he's hearing us now, he knows we're having a meeting and what it's about, and so he'll listen wherever we are.
Sergeant feels better about it when we take precautions."
"I feel better when I'm allowed to do my work."
"Nobody in the universe has Anton syndrome except us," Carlotta said. "So the researchers have all stopped working on it, even though there's perpetual funding. Get over it."
"They've stopped, and I haven't," said Ender.
"How can you research it without lab equipment, without test subjects, without anything?"
"I have this incredibly brilliant mind," said Ender cheerfully. "I look at all the genetic research they're doing, and I'm connecting it with what we already know about Anton's key from back in the days when top scientists were working hard on the problem. I connect things that the humans could never see."
"We're humans," said Carlotta wearily.
"Our children won't be if I can help it," said Ender.
"Our children is a concept that will never have a real-world example," said Carlotta. "I'm not mating with either of my male sibs, which includes you, period, ever. It makes me want to puke."
"The idea of sex is what makes you puke," said Ender.
"But I'm not talking about our children in the sense of any of us reproducing together. I'm talking about the children we'll have when we rejoin the human race. Not the normal children, like our long-dead sibs who stayed with mother and mated and had human children of their own. I'm talking about the children with turned keys, the children who are little and smart like us. If I can find a way to cure them..."
"The cure is to discard all the children like us and keep the normal ones, and poof, Anton syndrome is gone."
Carlotta always came back to the same argument.
"That's not a cure. That's extinction of our new species. We're not a species if we can still interbreed with humans. We're a species as soon as we find a way to pass along our brilliant minds without the fatal giantism."
"The giant's supposedly as brilliant as we are. Let him work on Anton's key. Now come along so Sergeant doesn't get mad."
"We can't let Sergeant boss us around just because he gets so angry when we don't obey."
"Oh, brave talk," said Carlotta.